Hello, everybody. I am sitting in my driveway here in Billings, Montana. And right now, there is a ground stop on our airport. And this thing is up in the sky. And I have no idea what it is. It's been there stationary for about the last 35 minutes. It's about 5:30 on Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. I have no idea what this thing is. I hope it's in focus. I'm shooting at it with about a 500 millimeter lens with a 2x teleconverter on it. So this is at about 1,000 millimeters right now. And for those of you who think this might just be the moon, it is not the moon. The moon is off to my right. I can see it. This is significantly smaller than the moon. All right. Again, for those of you who might think this thing is the moon, there's the thing. And whoa, there's the moon. It's not the moon.
Hello, hello, sheep. So, Chinese spy balloon has been spotted all over the U.S. And apparently, the Chinese CCP government and the United States government can't seem to figure out why it's there or what to do with it, even though it's been slowly coming to the United States from Alaska, from Canada, from China itself for probably, who knows, weeks before it even got here. And our government doesn't want to shoot it down when it should have shot it down when it was first spotted in our airspace in Alaska. They're letting this thing float around, and people made videos of it, as you just saw, the guy in Montana. You know, it should be concerning to everybody. So one of the thoughts that said, well, it could potentially hold biological weapons, it could hold nuclear weapons, and they don't want to shoot it down because of whatever reason, that it potentially would unleash whatever's in that balloon or have all that debris fall on civilian territory. Regardless of the danger that they don't seem to obviously get, that why aren't there military planes hovering and around that thing to escort it out of here if they don't want to shoot it down? It supposedly is a maneuverable hot air balloon, which is about the size of 3 buses. They're just letting this thing float around. What have I been saying all along? That China and U.S. made deals. Biden and Chinese are all in on it together to take over America before 2025. That was always the plan. And slowly by slowly, people just keep sitting by doing nothing. And the ones that try to do something were called insurrectionists and all kinds of stuff in January 6th setup by you know who, your favorite president, Trump. He did it to them. He didn't protect us. He was never the military commander-in-chief. He never had any control of the government, and yet he's still trying to do 2024. Good luck with anybody you select, as they're going to select who's in power, including Trump, if he comes back into office, designed to be selected back into the office, not because you elected him back. So all of this is going on right under your nose, right as you're just moving at a snail pace while we're being taken over slowly but surely. Now the airspace, they're just going and surveilling everything. They're doing a lot more. They're licking their chops, trying to figure out our assets really is now their assets. In their mind, this country belongs to them. They're just doing their duty to surveil it, work with all the military, work with our government officials to not do anything, and then continue to do what they're going to be doing. Take over us as sheep. The wolf is coming to town. The wolf, so as you watch this cartoon in the background, Much Ado About Mutton describes it perfectly as what's going on with our country. The wolf is in town. The wolf is in our country. And has gone after the sheep, and only Blackie the sheep here seems to be clever enough to hold off the wolf and ultimately defeat it in the very end. Are we that clever enough as Americans to be able to hold off the wolf that's obviously going head to head with us in all kinds of ways, working with our government to destroy the American people, destroy America so they can have this land free and clear, the chop chop, lickety split, waiting to eat that mutton, which is us. I hope that this is an awakening experience. We have to do more. We have to care. So what that happened in January 6th was just a setup to prevent the American people from doing anything against the government without being prosecuted, called insurrectionists, and all kinds of things, even though the American government has been taken over by foreign traitors, and domestic traitors are all in on it to destroy America. And this was all step by step, slowly orchestrated, would defeat the American people from doing anything but acting like sheep ready to be slaughtered and into the oven for its Chinese final meal. So I hope you're prepared for choppity chop. And I hope you're prepared to lose everything that you worked so hard for, your assets, your property, your jobs, your career, the stuff that you bought from China instead of making this crap on your own. You could have made it. You could have grown your own food instead of importing it in. You could have made and trained your children to make all the stuff that we use, manufactured clothing, electronics, cars, housing, everything that you wear or use or live in wasn't even made here. And are you surprised that they want this land, that they've given you everything for cheap while they sacrifice their own citizens to make it for you so you can get it for pennies and go to the store and get so many beautiful things, because they're pretty sophisticated in making very beautiful things that you desire, that you could make on your own, and now they're after everything that you own, your land, everything that you worked for, they want it all. So I hope you're like the Black of the Sheep that has clever enough to defeat the world.
You're a right guy. Give me a break. If I gotta go, send me with music.
So, you like the music? Okay, bud.
Shall we cut her up?
Natch.